Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, our Backpack to School Challenge fundraising week is stretching through Friday. We'll hear from two of those involved. And also, Shakespeare Shorts being presented this Friday and Saturday night at 7 and Sunday afternoon at 2 at Regis High School Auditorium in Eau Claire. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. This week through Friday, WWIB and WOGO Radio and our sponsors are asking for your help during our Backpack to School Challenge presented by One Nation Exteriors. Our goal is to, again, provide backpacks and school supplies to the Valley Vineyard Church and We Care Eau Claire Backpack giveaways in mid-August and across the globe in Western Africa and Liberia to help bring hope to starfish kids through Teamwork Africa. It takes at least $50 to provide a child with a quality backpack and school supplies here. And as Teamwork Africa Executive Director Peggy Halverson says, in Liberia, for $50, we can get two kids, backpacks, school supplies, and each of them a pair of shoes. I ask Peggy, my wife of almost 27 years, if the program has made a difference in Liberia these past couple of years.
Yes. It's really wonderful, especially last year. We were able to, you know, have brand new shoes for all the kids, and just the joy that they have in being able to have a new backpack and new shoes and their school supplies and not have to worry about borrowing a pencil from their friend, you know, when they start school. It just it makes them excited and anticipating a new school year, and I think it really impacts their ability their ability to learn. And, you know, their openness to have less things to worry about because they have those things. And they're not wearing their old shoes from last year, which can make them feel bad, you know, when their friends have, you know, new shoes and they just feel it's, you know, even though the kids wear school uniforms, you can still tell which kids are poorer than other ones. And things like backpacks and school shoes make a difference.
And so just to emphasize that, I mean, here, and it's wonderful, here at We Care Eau Claire and the various churches and Valley Vineyard and the outreach in Chippewa Falls, but with Liberia, I mean, remind people again what you're able to get with the $50.
Sure. Well, first of all, one of the things I really love about the Backpack Challenge is that it offers the opportunity for people to do something both locally and internationally, because kids all over the world want new school supplies. So I love it that we get to do both of those things. And yes, in Liberia, it does make a bigger impact. Our dollars can stretch a little bit further there. With the sponsorship that we can get for each kid, we can get two kids for one. So in the U.S., you can get one kid, $50, can get all their school supplies. In Liberia, I can actually do two kids for $50, plus they get their new school shoes. So they get their backpacks, their school supplies, and their shoes.
Yeah, that's amazing. Again, U.S. backpack with school supplies. In Liberia, two kids get backpacks and school supplies, and they each get a pair of shoes. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's really... The shoes last year really made... it was a lot of fun watching the kids get their new school shoes. It is challenging because you don't always know everybody's shoe size, so it does take a little bit logistically. But it was just a great way to... It was really fun to be part of giving out those school supplies and taking pictures of all the kids with their new materials and everything. This year we are working in partnership with another school, so Teamwork Africa will be opening two schools this year. Our second school is in... Liberia is a really poor country, and some areas are poorer than others. Our new school is in a significantly poor area due to being in a really rocky area where agriculture is not accessible, so people have a really hard time even just growing vegetables in their backyard. So it's really, really hard for them to come up with the money for school tuition. So we're partnering with a school in that area to try to make education as affordable as possible. And this year we're hoping that a lot of our school supplies will go to that community to help those kids be able to afford what they need to be able to go to school.
Again, Peggy Halverson, Executive Director of Teamwork Africa, one of three organizations receiving funds from our Backpack to School Challenge this week. And her organization focused singularly on Liberia, West Africa, which consistently shows up as one of the poorest nations in the world. Meanwhile, back home, two different organizations we're working with here, in addition to Valley Vineyard and their work in Chippewa Falls. Also, We Care Eau Claire, which has the partnership of multiple churches. I spoke with Julie Smith of Valleybrook, who says this is, she believes, the fifth year that the We Care Coalition has been in effect.
One day or multiple days?
It's one day distribution, but we are finding that it's a year-long planning process. It's how we have approached it has changed a little bit since we all started, but it's been a really interesting way to reach out to the community that we really didn't anticipate. You know, when we originally started, Jordan Prosty had, Van Prosty had been new at Peace Lutheran. He the Peace Lutheran had done quite a bit of the backpack stuff before, and he, as Valleybrook did, we always had a little backpack drive in this fall. And he just had this little brainstorm. It's like, well, what if we all got churches together, because we all do it, and this would be a way for us to work together. And so he just reached out to a whole big blank bunch of churches and got good response, and that's how it all got started. We just started putting our pieces together. So,
yeah. What's it like? I mean, what are you, one of the distributors then?
As we have become a little group, each one of us has kind of taken on a role. We all work together in the beginning for bringing in finances for the supplies. So now we buy supplies bulk from a bulk supplier. And then we still reach out to the local churches for the backpacks. So we all take part in that. We all do part of that fundraising along the way. My role has kind of morphed into, I'm the volunteer coordinator on the day of the event. And so we have a big sign-up genius where people sign up, and then I am the coordinator once we get there. We have a table where people check in, and I've got some instructions that they can take. And then we've got food and little snacks and water along the way for the volunteers that are there. And so that's an interesting part of the process too, is watching the volunteers.
Smith says the program has really grown.
So like in 2022, our goal was 893 backpacks, and we gave away 1,000.
Okay.
So, We set a goal, and we kind of based that off of the free and reduced lunch population of the Eau Claire School District. That's kind of how we try to take a percentage of that.
And what's the reaction of?
Talking about the volunteers, actually. So watching the volunteers, we, now that we're in this a few years ahead, we have a lot of the same people coming back, and they just said, this is one of the best things I've ever done, because they get to walk with a family. One volunteer walks with the family through the whole process. And now we have a lot of community resources available through too, so not only can the family get a backpack full of supplies for their children, but they can make connections with Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, Sleep in Heavenly Peace, Western Dairyland, you know, just different community resources for those people that might need a helping hand. And like last year, we connected a grandma with, backpacks for all her grandchildren. And she just found out that her grandchildren were coming to live with her. She didn't even have places for them to sleep. She connected with Sleep in Heaven in Peace, got beds for her grandkids. It was just so, so very, very cool to watch that happen. But the volunteers say this is a great way to connect with people and just feel like you really have made a difference in somebody's life.
That's a lot of volunteers, though. Because I remember the line is really long.
It is. And I couldn't give you a number of volunteers, but
if people are interested, they should volunteer.
Oh gosh,
yes. How do they do it?
They go to the We Care Eau Claire website, and they have to scroll down a little bit, but then there's a How Can I Help tab, and there's a tab right there that leads to, I have volunteered the day of the event, and it takes you to your sign up genius.
Julie Smith says this year's We Care Eau Claire backpack distribution is taking place beginning at 4:30 on Monday, August 18th at Phoenix Park in Eau Claire. She says people typically line up well in advance of that. Now through this Friday, our goal through WWIB and WOGO is to supply funds for 300 or more of backpacks with supplies, which means we're hoping to raise at least $15,000 through Friday at midnight. You can learn more at WWIB.com. That's WWIB.com. And also this Friday and Saturday night at 7 and Sunday afternoon at 2, Regis High School is presenting a performance of Shakespeare Shorts. This comedic show presented by Community Theater at Regis offers a fast-paced look at Shakespeare's famous works, skipping the boring parts, according to Jim and Jane Jeffries, who have written the material and are directing the performance.
We've been selling Shakespeare Shorts individually for 15 years through our business, Just Scripts. About 7 years ago, we did the Fringe Festival with Shakespeare Shorts, but now, since then, we've written 7 or 8 new Shakespeare parodies, and we wanted to see these on stage too.
So how did you end up doing this one? I know you guys are both going to teach at Regis, and Jim has been. How did you end up having these being performed at Regis here this weekend?
Free stage.
Yeah, they have a community theater. I don't know if a lot of people know that. And we actually tried to do a show in the spring, but it required a lot of high school kids, and we didn't get enough people to try out. We thought we'll try this one in the summer, and you can have a range of ages.
Yeah.
So talk to people, kind of, what's the overview? Like, if somebody goes, so what am I in store for on if I came this weekend?
You do not have to have a knowledge of Shakespeare. It's sort of like, I'm dating myself, but it's like Rocky and Bullwinkle. When I was a kid, I loved that show. I laughed. And then as an adult, I laughed even more because I got more of the, I hate to use the word adult humor, mature humor, I don't know how to say it, but Shakespeare Shorts is the same way. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can laugh at, not even knowing Shakespeare. If you know Shakespeare, it gives you a whole nother level.
Yeah. The truck was just poorly timed, but okay. I know I'm kind of biased. My daughter's in it, so yeah, looking forward
She's
to
great.
That's the other thing we want to say. The actors are amazing.
We have
simply
a really
amazing,
good group.
Really good actors this time.
Jim and Jane Jeffries, the playwrights behind the Shakespeare Shorts and the director of the production, being performed this Friday and Saturday night, August 8th and 9th at 7, and Sunday afternoon at 2 at Regis High School in Eau Claire. Tickets just $10 a piece with free admission for kids 5 and under. And as we mentioned earlier, don't forget about our Backpack to School Challenge, benefiting kids in Eau Claire through We Care Eau Claire, in Chippewa Falls through Valley Vineyard, and in Liberia, West Africa through Teamwork Africa. Again, the 1 week Backpack to School Challenge, you can give at WIB.com. Click on the banner on top of the page. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.